USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rise in home prices is slowing for a fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices cooling in July at the fastest rate in the history of the reading. Still, they're up about 16% from 1 year ago. Hurricane Ian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast this week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges residents to comply with evacuation orders.
We are going to see impacts across the state of Florida, whether it's inland flooding from the large amount of rain that we're going to see, tornadoes and tornado watches that we may see in the southern part of the state later today, to the storm surge and the hurricane force winds that may impact the communities near landfall.
She says they are positioning equipment to assist all regions of Florida. Over 2.5 million Floridians were under some form of evacuation orders as of Tuesday morning. President Biden is promoting efforts to lower health care costs.
Reducing that cost is one of my top priorities. That's why I signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, one of the most significant laws in our history.
During an event at the White House, Biden touting the positive changes to Medicare in the recently passed spending bill. Southwest Airlines employees are picketing at airports across the country. Protests taking place outside Dallas Love Field, where hundreds of off-duty flight attendants are picketing outside the airport to demand increased pay and staffing, along with safer conditions. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is out of the hospital. Garrett was discharged Monday night after suffering non-life-threatening injuries when he crashed his Porsche in a single-vehicle accident Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Appearing on Fox News, Congressman Henry Cuellar says he believes the border needs proper enforcement.
We got to look at what Secretary Jay Johnson did. Actually, President Trump deported less people than President Obama because we had the right repercussions.
The congressman referring to former DHS secretary under President Obama. Cuellar says he wants to see more deporting and personnel at the border. The White House says more illegal immigrants are being kicked out or removed by DHS than in any other year. Shoplifters who are convicted of stealing more than $300 worth of merchandise in Aurora, Colorado, will now serve 3 days in jail under a new city ordinance. Prior to the city council vote on Monday, Ward 4 council member Juan Marciano explains why he disagrees with this.
The reason I oppose this to begin with, and I will continue to oppose it as it's currently written, is because jail is not a deterrent.
The measure aims to target both organized crime and individual theft. Some local businesses reported up to $50,000 worth of losses this year alone. Music superstar Shakira is being formally ordered to court for tax fraud in Spain. She's accused of failing to pay more than $14 million in income taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.